The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
...8:05 on a Wednesday morning in the heart of the summer. Arthur Idala here, sitting in for the great Joe Piscopo. And to be consistent with Mr. Piscopo's guest list, we have Stephen Moore on the line. He is the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics. He's the chairman of Freedom Works Task Force on Economic Revival. He's the former Trump economic advisor and the author of Trumponomics. Welcome to the show. This is Arthur Idala, Mr. Moore. How are you, sir?
Hi, Arthur. Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Although I'm so heartbroken about what happened yesterday with Joe Biden signing into law this $780 billion tax and spend bill. It's exactly the opposite of what our country needs. You know, this brings about $4 trillion of additional spending we've had in just the 20 months that Biden has been in office with all these spending bills. If we keep this up, Arthur, we're going to bankrupt this great country of ours.
Well, let's talk about first, what does this bill mean? What is it trying to accomplish? And then what will it actually accomplish?
Well, great question. So the thing that I've found in the last few days since it passed Congress this past weekend that has really angered the American people the most has been this massive expansion of the Internal Revenue Service, where they want to hire 86,000 new agents, which would double the size of the agency. And they are going to be going after not rich people. You know, they're not going after millionaires and billionaires. They're going to go after middle class people who don't have the armies of tax lawyers and accountants to defend themselves.
You know, Stephen, just give me those numbers again, because I've heard a lot of different things. How many humans are they talking about, and what their role is going to be?
Yeah, so we don't know the exact number, somewhere between 80 and 90,000 new agents, and most of them would be auditors. Now, some of them, but if you read the document, these are going to be people who are going to help you fill out your taxes. No, they're not. These are people who are going to audit you, who are going to, make your life miserable. I went through a major audit just a couple of years ago where the IRS said we owed them $50,000, and my wife and I spent 3 years fighting it, and it was like having a wisdom teeth pulled, you know, dealing with the IRS. And so now they're going to do 1 million new audits a year, 1 million additional audits. And, you know, the other thing is people should remember that under Barack Obama, the IRS was weaponized against conservatives and Republicans. There was a woman named Lois Lerner who basically went after taxpayer groups, went after
Republican
donors.
Yep.
Yeah, people have, you know, too many people have forgotten about that. I guarantee you, after what they've done with Trump and where the FBI has been politicized and weaponized under Biden, and look at the Justice Department today, they're going to do the same thing with the IRS. So I find this to be horrendous. It's going, and I hate this attitude among, I heard a bunch of New York Democrats who voted for this bill saying, oh, gee, if you're paying your taxes, you don't have anything to worry about it. That's BS. I mean, even if you paid your taxes, the IRS can come and audit you, and you have to then spend, you know, all this money to defend yourself. Having gone through this process, Arthur, I got to tell you, when you're in dispute with the IRS, you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent. So the presumption of guilt is reversed in this case. So that's terrible. And then they have they're going to spend another $350 billion for green energy programs. We've already spent tens and tens of billions of dollars under Biden on these projects. And I got to tell you that, you know, this was tried in Germany. It's been tried in California. It's been tried in Europe. It never works. We keep pouring more and more money into green energy. Also, do you know what percentage of our energy today in America comes from wind and solar power?
Tell me.
About 5 or 6%.
That's actually higher than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say it was even less.
I mean, but still, I mean, after spending billions and billions and billions of dollars, we get 72% of our energy from wind. The traditional sources of, coal and oil and gas. And this bill will shut down our oil and gas and coal resources. And what makes me so angry about this bill is, what is happening under Biden is we're ceding control of the coal markets, China. China, in the next 5 years, China will be producing five times more coal than the United States. And then we're ceding control of the oil and gas markets to our enemies in Russia and Iran. So this is really dangerous stuff we're talking about. And so if you believe that America should be leading the world, we're ceding that leadership to our greatest enemies.
And now, aren't Stephen Moore, we're talking to the resident Joe Piscopo economist here. Isn't there a big number that's coming out in a couple hours regarding our economy?
Well, we've had a bunch of numbers come out. I'm not sure which one comes out this morning. We still have 8.5% inflation and consumer price. By the way, they're cheerleading that. And the Biden administration is saying 8.5%.
They're misconstruing that a little bit. They're saying, well, inflation exactly. hasn't gotten worse. It's still at 8.5%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anybody who's gone to the grocery store lately knows that we're hardly. And by the way, you know the reason out there, the major reason why gas prices have fallen by $1 a gallon in the last 6 weeks?
Tell us.
Because people can't afford to drive because gas prices are so high. So you've seen Americans are using less gas because the prices are so high. That's not a reason to celebrate. A lot of people couldn't take their, the truck across the country or, go to the beach or afford to, fill up the minivan and take their kids to the mountains.
So, Stephen, just educate us, I should say educate me. So if less people are driving, so there's less gas consumption. How does that drive the prices down?
Well, because it's the law of supply and demand. So if you have a reduction in demand for something, its price goes down. If everybody wants to buy something, guess what happens to its price? It goes up. Now, I think those reductions in gas prices are probably temporary. We'll see what happens. It's always hard to produce, figure out what's going to happen to oil prices. But the main point right now is 82% of Americans, according to the new Fox poll, think the American economy is headed in the wrong direction. So this idea that we're somehow out of the woods, I'm not buying it. I hope, I'm rooting for America. You cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue. I want to see America do as, well as we can. I want as many new jobs, and I want people to get out of poverty, and I want people working. But, we still have all these small businessmen and women are saying they can't get workers.
Oh, listen to me, Stephen. In my world, literally, from the landscapers who can't find people to work to the restaurants that are canceling lunch, not because they don't have customers, but they don't have anyone to work. I need a paralegal for my law firm. And you know what? I want to work from home. That's BS. Not in my law firm. You don't work from home. And so I don't know what happened during COVID. People got complacent, lazy. They got a bunch of checks from the government and that's it. They don't want to work anymore.
Arthur, you're so right. Last night, my wife and I went out for dinner to one of our favorite restaurants in a little town down the street. And we got there and it just said, we were surprised. There was a sign on the door said, we're only doing takeout now because we don't have the servers. We don't have the kitchen help. And that's happening all over the country. And by the way, you talk about people not showing up for work. I was with a friend the other day who works at the State Department in Washington, D.C. She was telling me over half of the workers have not shown up for work for 2 years now.
Yeah, well, someone just announced.
And they're getting a full-time paycheck on you and my guy.
I know. Someone just announced, one of the big companies, like Apple or someone, that you have to at least three days a week. Right, three days a week they have to be in the office. And look, you know, I don't want to go too deep down this hole with Stephen Moore here, but you want to talk about immigration and what's going on with that. The restaurateurs that I know well, especially the ones in Brooklyn, they cannot find a 18 to 25-year-old Caucasian male to work in that industry at all. He has not a one white guy on the floor. They're just not there. He goes, and I'm paying them more than minimum wage, and on top of the tips, these kids could literally make almost six figures a year because the restaurant is so crowded. Nope, they don't want to do that. I'm not cleaning someone's plate. I'm not asking them if they want, you know, rice or French fries with their order. And most of the kids who are working, or the people who are working in there, are all very recent immigrants. They're all legal, by the way. But they're the ones who are willing to do the work. I don't know what that says about our country right now.
Yeah, well, I was asking, my wife the other day, you know, because I was working at home the other day, and she was spent all day doing laundry. I said, honey, you know, I thought we had a cleaning lady who came in and did that. He said, you know what cleaning ladies cost now, Steve? I said, what? She said they're charging $40 to $50 an hour. Yep,
$38. It's $38. And if you look at that, and then you add like childcare with it, you look at that second parent who's working, and you're like, you know, if you do the math, you're basically working for like $300 a week. Because you're paying so much money for other help. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you finding the time. I'm hoping for the best, as you are. I'm not all into this spending, because I've also been around government enough to know how much waste there is. When you're talking about trillions of dollars, folks, there is so much waste our money. I write out these tax bills that are staggering and debilitating, and I just know so much of it gets flushed, literally flushed right down the toilet.
Yeah, $150 billion with a B was stolen from the unemployment benefit program, where people were signing up for benefit. A lot of the money didn't even go to the United States. It went to people living in Ethiopia and people living in Mexico and people living in Russia. That's what happened to our tax dollars. And nobody does a damn thing about it.
No, I know. And, you know, I can tell you here very locally, the Adams administration, they are trying. They are digging to try to see where some of this waste is going. They're telling all their things. Listen, you got to do the same job, but we're going to take 8% away from you, or 6% away from you, and you still got to do it because it's there. It's the difference between the private sector and the public sector.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The difference between people getting into my office at 8 in the morning and working until 8 at night versus punching a clock, you know, and the very last minute and leaving it, as soon as the clock allows you to leave.
You got it.
So, I don't know, Steve. We'll just keep fighting a good fight. Thank you for talking to lonely old me.
You do a great job for Joe.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Never mind. Steve, you know, I do a show here.
You need your own show.
Well, at 6 o'clock every night I'm in here. I'm here on AM 97, The Answer.
Well, sometime I want to come on your evening show.
Well, you know, Piscopo gets mad at me and he yells at Sebelia, don't give Idala my guests. But maybe he'll make an exception for you, Steve. Thank you so much, folks. That's Stephen Moore, our resident scholar here on AM 97, The Answer. And I am sure Al Gattulo has some assignment for me to do right now. We're going to go talk traffic with Debbie Duhane. Hey, Debbie, take it away.
Okay, thank you so much, Arthur. And let's see what's happening out here. We have a lot of issues with mass transit this morning. Let's tell you what's happening. New Jersey Transit Port Jervis line is completely suspended. It's police activity here as you head up through Orange County. So again, everything suspended on the Port Jervis line of New Jersey Transit. PATH Trains delays Newark to World Trade, and that's all due to some mechanical problems. We're also seeing some delays on the Hudson line of Metro North, a 10-minute delay there with track work. Watch for some pockets of volume this morning on the Taconic northbound getting up to Yorktown with construction. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to the LIE westbound right into Queens Boulevard. It's some construction over there. Verrazano Bridge, upper level. It's an accident right now getting into Staten Island. Looks like five cars involved in that one. Watch for this problem on Academy Street. out by Broad Street in Newark. It's a broken water main. 78 eastbound local lanes, exit 56. An accident still being cleared. Partly cloudy today. Chance of a shower, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains what we're seeing.
What happened at Mar-a-Lago was not normal. It is the arrival of dictatorial police tactics in America. The FBI is done. It is finished. It was a state-sanctioned burglary. It was thuggery. It was Gestapo tactics. It was Stasi tactics.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael's of Brooklyn is where you got to go. It's right there on Avenue R and O Street in Brooklyn, New York. Here's the number, because everybody's going, and I want you to be able to get a reservation there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can join their Sauce of the Month Club. If you're around the country listening, you know you can go to the supermarket, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody, and I mean everybody. I text pictures out. Or I tweet them out. There's people who send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn, and then they stock up with Michael's of Brooklyn, which is great. We appreciate it. You're going to love it. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca, fresh marinara, Michael's of Brooklyn. But call if you're going to go, and you want to go. Fred is there, and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the great family is there, right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a community of more than 100 homes for the foundation's program recipients. A place where Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, and our catastrophically injured service members and first responders will live together in one development with neighbors who understand. The foundation is on a mission to do more for these families, and this Do Good Village is going to help beyond measure. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families to heal together. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate, please, $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. I would imagine a lot of people are on vacation, going on vacation, but a lot of people are still here listening because my phone is, I'm getting all these messages about being here and being on the air and people listening to me on Morning Drive with Joe Piscopo. This is Arthur Idala, and I was on with Joe Piscopo yesterday, and look, I do occasionally get in trouble with Joe as much as he loves me. I have been put on the island. Have I been put on the island during your realm or just
Murano's? Oh, yes. Yes,
oh,
you
okay.
have.
Yeah. So when you know, you...
If we're keeping score, I think you've been on the island more with Joe as producer than you were as the other producer, the late Frank Marino. I think. I'm not exactly sure. I
don't know about that. I can only think of one time.
Yeah, I think it was 1-1. I think I was...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to give Joe... The one time he put me on the island with Marino, I'll say I deserve that one. I don't know why I was. I bashed Trump or something.
It was after the inauguration of Joe Biden, and you were talking about the...
That it was a great day.
Exactly. And you were praising how you know the former presidents all came together for that big display. Joe was not crazy.
I still feel that way. I thought it was great that. Who was it? It was George W. Bush, Clinton, and Obama.
Jimmy Carter go? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
But I feel he didn't go because of COVID.
Well, he was kind of he's a little bit of in bad shape. But since we're talking politics, yesterday I was almost on island territory with Joe Piscopo, but Jen Kern stepped in and saved me when I was saying that we were talking about Rudy Giuliani possibly being indicted. And I said, you know, I think President Trump needs to step up a little bit and support Rudy. And Joe was like, oh, I don't know about that. And luckily, Jen came to my rescue. And so there she is back on the show at 8:26 on a Wednesday morning. The great Jen Kearns. How are you?
Hey, I had 15 years experience as a press secretary, so I'm used to stepping in and saving people.
Well, thank you.
Nudging people with the elbow, you know.
You did a great job yesterday. Look, I think you know where I'm coming from. Donald Trump seems to be doing very well in all these polls that are coming out. He has a tremendous base, a tremendous power. He still does, probably more so than any former president. You know, George H.W. Bush only served one term, but when he lost, you know, he disappeared, and Clinton was clearly the man. Donald Trump lost, and he's clearly still the man, more so, I think, maybe than President Biden. And all I was saying yesterday was I think he should throw a little love Rudy Giuliani's way.
Well, if you look at last night's election results, most definitely President Trump is still the king, at least of the endorsement world. His total is now 169-6. That's after last night's win of Harriet Hagman over Liz Cheney. You know, for a guy who's never held office before, his endorsement record is very impressive. And now he's really ended the Cheney dynasty in addition to the Bush dynasty and the Clinton political dynasty. I mean, not a bad day at the office for a guy who was a first-time office holder. It's pretty impressive.
What's next for Liz Cheney? I mean, for those who don't know, she lost 66-29 or something like that. I mean, if I ran in Wyoming, I would have gotten probably the same amount of votes as Liz Cheney got.
Well, you know it's bad when a candidate steps up and gives their concession speech and they're already 30 points behind, that they're getting out there early to do it because it's just getting worse as the night goes. And this was after Dick Cheney, her father, did a video, which aired, by the way, on Fox News. So imagine what the number would have been if that hadn't run. I think that actually helped her win a few points with Republicans and kind of shored up that vote. Look, I think Liz Cheney, what she does now, she continues on this path of the January 6th hearings. And then I think she runs in 2024. Is awfully high on herself.
She runs for president of the United States?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As a Republican or as a Democrat?
As a Republican. And look, she knows she's not going to win, right? But she wants to be on that stage. She wants to take on Donald Trump on the presidential debate stage, and that's where she wants to be, holding him to account. She's very proud of herself. Last night in her concession speech, she compared herself to Abraham Lincoln, and I was like, girl, no, just no, don't do it. Don't go there. But she did, so that's a pretty good indication of how high she is on her own supply. Which happens when you're in Washington, D.C., right? You get lots of people telling you how fantastic you are. Lots of people, you know, in the middle and on the left telling her how great the January 6th hearings are. So she won't have a snowball's chance in winning the Republican primary, but you can bet she's really looking forward to taking on Trump on that debate stage.
So I listening to Mike Gallagher's show yesterday, he had Donald Trump Jr. on. And I'm wondering whether Jen Kearns, let's face it, the President Trump is, you know, he's not exactly in his 50s the way Obama was in his 40s when he took over. And Clinton may have been as well, right? Sebelia, you aren't even born yet. Anyway, you know, Clinton and Obama were very, very, and George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, they were very young when they were the presidents. Donald Trump was not very young. I mean, I like to think everyone is young because now that I'm pushing 60 over here, I like to think everybody's young. But what do you see in the future for Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, you know, he could certainly run, but I don't think his father is done yet. I mean,
I don't think he's done yet either. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm just saying because here on AM 970, I listened to Donald Trump Jr.'s interview with Mike Gallagher. And, you know, and I was intrigued.
Yeah. Well, you know, he has immense oratory skills, Donald Trump Jr. does. And it's amazing. If you go across the country, I travel a lot. I do a lot of campaigns and politics. Donald Trump Jr. has a huge following in red states, in states where the pickup trucks and rifles and hunting are very big, which is amazing that this guy who grew up on, you know, Park Avenue in New York City could relate to people. And I think that's due to his great communication skills. And that really says a lot that he can connect with people in Oklahoma and Wyoming and South Carolina. And so I think he has a very bright political future ahead of him. I could see he and Kimberly Guilfoyle occupying the White House at some point. But as I said, I think his father, he's not going anywhere for a while.
No, I would say he's, I mean, all indications are he's running for president. And, I think his game plan is to announce that sooner than later. And I think that's a smart idea, especially since what we're talking about with Giuliani and all these investigations, it really puts, whether it's the Department of Justice or a district attorney's office, in a tough position that now they're going after someone who is you can't even say viable, maybe the favorite to be the next president of the United States. You know, really, it puts any prosecutor in the hot seat by doing so.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And look, you know, a week ago, the big debate over, you know, when does President Trump announce, you know, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, who I've invited to come on the show tomorrow when I'm in the seat you're sitting in, and President Trump were debating, you know, could he hold off announcing until after the midterms? Now, after the FBI raid, I think it's a question of, you know, Donald Trump needs to, I think, announce sooner rather than later before he's a, you know, criminal defendant potentially. And so I think that the FBI raid sort of speeds things up in this quickening of politics that we're in, and it's crazy. But look, there's no doubt Trump owns the party. Liz Cheney last night, she just becomes the latest casualty in the Trump-endorsed Congress members to be. And, you know, she's think about this. She's one of 10 GOP Congress members who crossed the line and voted for impeachment 2.0 of Donald Trump. Of the 10 who voted for impeachment 2.0, four have already announced their retirement. Three didn't make it through the primaries. Two barely squeaked into the general, and Liz Cheney lost last night. That is a pretty ringing endorsement for Donald Trump. So I think the floor is his. I think, you know, you sitting in that seat today is critical because, you know, if you have a presidential candidate to be looking at a possible criminal charge coming, boy, I think he's going to announce sooner rather than later.
So let's just say the worst case scenario happens. And for whatever reason, let's just say Donald Trump is loving life at Mar-a-Lago and in New Jersey, and he is enjoying being the kingmaker. He decides he's not going to run for president. Besides Ron DeSantis, who are the obvious candidates for president of the United States on the Republican Party?
Well, Ron DeSantis is the next best thing, but it's interesting. The FBI raid, as I mentioned yesterday, actually gave Trump a 10-point bump in the polls. And that tells me that the GOP isn't really that tied to DeSantis emotionally. You know, if they're so willing to go all in on Trump when Trump is under attack.
But is that as much? Is that as much? Is that? I apologize for interrupting you, Jen Kearns. But is that as much for Trump as it is amongst pushing back against governments being heavy-handed?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And DeSantis has always been the number two. He's consistently been that. He's been number two behind Trump pretty closely, actually, in the last 2 years at the CPAC straw poll, the Conservative Political Action Committee. And here's the interesting thing. The next guy down the list is Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, but they are way far down the list. They're in single digits, 9% polling, 10% polling. So really it is Trump and DeSantis's game. They are the two big guys on the national stage who've been pushing back against the liberal agenda, pushing back against big government, and pushing back against the media, especially during the COVID lockdown. So these are really two guys that have it. If Trump decides not to run, I expect him immediately to endorse Ron DeSantis, and then we're off to the races.
I would say it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when Ted Cruz runs for president of the United States. I mean, he's a young guy, right? He's, I think, in his very early 50s.
Yeah, most definitely. Ted Cruz is going to run. Marco Rubio is going to run. Greg Abbott of Texas, the governor of Texas, is going to run.
Chris, what about Chris Christie?
Chris Christie, I don't think will run. I think Chris Christie likes to be the media pundit, so I don't see him running. But look, you have a lot of really strong governors around the country, GOP governors that I think are going to run. But you know, I see, you know, in a Trump administration, I could see a governor, Greg Abbott, as the head of Homeland Security, border security. That would be a great role for him. So a lot of these guys are going to run knowing that they can't beat Trump, but that Trump will later pick them to serve in his cabinet. I think that's the modus operandi.
Let me ask Jen Kearns a hard question. Who would the Democrats nominate? Let's say, you know, Joe Biden says, OK, I'm calling it quits, which I, as of right now, I don't think he is calling it quits, but let's just say Father Time does his or her job there, and he says, I'm not going to run at 83 years old for president of the United States. Who do the Democrats have?
Well, for sure, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is going to run. And in a recent polling matchup, he actually could beat Trump by one percentage point in a head-to-head matchup against Trump. He also, by the way, would beat Joe Biden in a Democrat primary, which is pretty interesting. And boy, Gavin is a shark. I did politics in California for 15 years. The only press secretary, Republican or Democrat, who ever beat Gavin Newsom at the ballot box in his 26-year career. So he is pretty unbeatable. And, man, to see him take on Donald Trump, which he's been doing for the last few years, would be a really interesting race. It would get Democrats really fired up. It would get the voter intensity on the left really, really fired up. But there will be some other guys. I think, you know, Phil Murphy is toying with that idea. You know, Kathy Hochul could run, running a large state if she makes it in her reelection. So there will be some folks, but I think Gavin Newsom is the strongest contender there for sure.
And you and I have a friend named Kimberly Guilfoyle, whose name you mentioned, who is Donald Trump's significant other. But correct me if I'm wrong, she was also Mrs. Gavin Newsom, correct?
Oh, she was indeed. It's funny. She was the first lady of San Francisco when I worked in politics. And when we beat Gavin Newsom for Prop 8, the ballot initiative that went all the way to the Supreme Court. And yeah, it's interesting. She really helped as a bridge between President Trump and Governor Gavin Newsom during some of the COVID stuff. And boy, it kind of made me anxious because I thought, why are these two guys even talking? But that's reality, and that's, you know, real life, and that's real relationships there. But man, it will be interesting. And I think it would actually be good for both Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom to run against each other. You know, it's that old adage, you know, iron sharpens iron. I think those two guys really sharpen each other. And that would be, by the way, a real choice between conservatism and America First in politics versus a far left way of running things, which is how things are going out in California. So that would be a real clear choice for Americans. That to me is probably the most exciting matchup I think there could be.
All right. Well, you have been delightful and so informative, Jen Kearns. And for everyone who's listening, who is expecting to hear Joe Piscopo today, they got stuck with me. But for tomorrow, they will have the tremendous treat of having Jen Kearns here. As long as like something miraculously doesn't happen with Joe, like they reinvented the Concorde and he's flying back to take over, like he messed things up yesterday when you were supposed to be here. But thank you so much for finding the time today, Jen, and I'm sure everyone's excited to listen to you tomorrow, and you'll have the pleasure of being with Mr. Cotullo and Mr. Sebelia and Debbie, and it'll be a fun Thursday in the summer.
Thank you so much, Arthur. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all day, for 4 hours tomorrow, Jen Kearns. But right now, the great Al Cotullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees and cloudy in New York City at 840. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York Republicans calling on Governor Hochul and New York City's mayor to stop incentivizing illegal migration. Congressmembers Lee Zeldin, Nicole Malliotakis, asking Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams to join their calls for President Biden to secure the southern border as Texas continues sending migrants to New York City. They say the arrival of thousands of asylum seekers are straining city resources and finances, which ultimately impacts New York taxpayers. The New York Republican congressional delegation also wants Hochul to repeal the green light law, which allows undocumented immigrants to get a driver's license. Enterprising students in one New Jersey high school are trying to combat the spotted lanternfly problem. These little red and black bugs are an invasive species that can seriously damage agriculture, and they're now ubiquitous in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Long Island, New York City, and the Hudson Valley. Kids at Princeton High School are studying ways to eradicate them, with one student researching whether certain fungi could wipe the bugs out without harming helpful insects. Teacher Mark Eastburn explained that among agricultural threats, these lanternflies target grapes, and if the species eventually spreads to California, this could wreak havoc on West Coast vineyards. In sports, the Rays are extending their winning streak to 4 games after topping the Yankees 3-1 in the Bronx. Mets have dropped 2 in a row to the Braves after being shut out last night 5-0, and the Braves picked up another game on the Mets. The Amazons still lead the Braves, though, by 3.5 games. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch out for stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride over to the Throgs Neck Bridge. We're seeing some volume into Queens. It's all due to that long-term construction project. Now, expect delays on the Belt Parkway. The Belt Parkway westbound getting out toward Cropsey Ave. It's construction eastbound Belt by Bay 8th. It's more construction there. LIE westbound slowing down by Queens Boulevard. That's some ongoing construction. And do keep in mind, if you're going to be heading over to Mass Transit, a couple of issues this morning. Port Jervis line of New Jersey Transit completely suspended because of an ongoing investigation. Also, the Hudson line of Metro North, a 10-minute delay. Heading to Route 9 in Phillipstown, they're still doing that ongoing construction project. 287 South exit 10 in Franklin Township, it's an accident. 78 westbound local lanes exit 49 to Union. Watch out for a crash over there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. Chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Inside every growing business, there's an innovator. Dell Technologies has the tools to empower yours, like smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that's built for business. Find tech that's right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You know, a business that epitomizes strong family values and tradition over many years is Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Established in 1922 in Manhattan's Meatpacking District, Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors has been an institution in the New York restaurant scene for 3 generations. If you've experienced a delicious cut of meat at a premier restaurant within the tri-state area, odds are it was a Pat LaFreda product. Pat LaFreda supplies over 1,600 restaurants a day. You don't keep up that pace unless you're on top of your game. Talk about a true New York success story. Today, La Freda Meat Purveyors operates two of the nation's largest state-of-the-art facilities in North Bergen, New Jersey, keeping to their local New York, New Jersey roots. Go online to lafreda.com. It's LAFRIEDA.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you the stories on the air, and you're going to see the commercials like I tell you on the radio. They took a lot of what I do on the radio, and they put it onto the TV that you will see in weeks to come, because it's true. When I need the knee pain that I had, the shoulder pain that I had, you know, it got me out of pain in 5 days. 5 days out of pain. And I could do the things around the house, bending down and picking up one of my kids or something, for crying out loud. Even as they get older, you like to like hold them, you know. And or again, something simple as taking out the garbage or going up and down the stairs. And I credit Relief Factor, again, by the grace of God, be able to get out of pain like I got out of pain. And I did it in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's all we ask. With that quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this particular offer, feel the difference, go to relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
This is Arthur Idala sitting in for the great Joe Piscopo. And, you know, there's so many gifts here at AM 970 The Answer. Besides the people, besides the music, there are the books. And I'm going back to your 10 Keys to Happiness, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I just open up another random page. And here is a quote. It says, "Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you, and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do. Because hate in your heart will consume you too." And that quote is by Will Smith.
What profound. Very profound.
I mean, so
he didn't
actually
take his own advice.
I assume God told him to go up on the stage and slap Chris Rock.
Well, I went and looked at the publishing date of this book, and it just says copyright 2022.
But we don't know how. I mean, those could be stories
I totally agree with this. I mean, yesterday I was in court. And the judge on the Lauren Pazienza case she's a tough woman. She's a tough judge. And the average time from like arrest or indictment to trial for a homicide in New York City is over a year. And this judge is telling me I'm going to trial on October 6th, which is right around 6 months. There are thousands of hours of videotapes. There are grand jury minutes. There's just a lot of work that still needs to be done. And I will tell you, in preparing for a case, there is no substitution for preparation. Al, when I first started in the Brooklyn DA's office almost 30 years ago, one of the great trial lawyers there, a guy named Barry Schreiber, came in to lecture all of us. And he said, for every 1 hour you're going to be in court, you should spend at least 10 hours of preparation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy, but it's kind of true. Because when you go in front of that jury and you're in front of that judge and you have someone's life in your hands, you just need to be very prepared. You need to be prepared for anything, all the curveballs that are coming your way. So this judge, you know, said to me, oh, when do you want to try the case? And I said, I'm not ready to try the case. You know, this is August. The case was basically April was when it was indicted. So we're talking about May, June, July. It's 3 months. Like, the average time is a year. Why are you doing this? Is it because the Daily News, the Times, the Post are in the front row? Is that why we're doing this? Mm. And I'm not going to allow my client to be forced into doing a trial or me being forced into a trial until we are ready. But, you know, the New York Post like loves to, sell newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So on page 4, there's a picture of me
very nice.
With my client. Yeah, at least I'm wearing a nice suit. And it says, Laura Pazienza, the Long Island woman who allegedly shoved the beloved 87-year-old voice coach to her death on a Manhattan street, is set to go to trial for manslaughter in October, a judge ruled Tuesday. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Felicia Menon set the October 6th start date after chiding Pazienza's high-profile defense attorney for apparently dragging his feet. I gave you almost a month to file motion papers, Menon told lawyer Arthur Idala, above pictured with Pazienza at the hearing. Idala protested, I'm not ready to commit to a trial date. There's thousands of hours of discovery we still haven't gone through. The judge said, I'm going to give you a trial date, and you can explain to me at that time why you're ready or not ready, the judge replied. Idala didn't comment as he and his client left court. Now, just to show you inaccuracies, like, my client didn't leave court. My client is on bail, is on remand, so there is no bail. So there's nothing. I never left court with her. So don't believe everything you read. And I'm not going to say the judge chided me. She asked me why I'm not ready for trial. I said there may be some additional motion practice. I was still going through the discovery. As I go through the discovery, there's sometimes things that you see that you want to say to the judge. This shouldn't be allowed into evidence. This should be precluded. So this is a story that is yet to be written. But it's a story that the newspapers love, the story of Laura Pazienza. So that was my day in court today. And now we're going to hear about the traffic is going to go to trial. And the verdict will be rendered by a very, very wonderful judge by the name of Debbie Duhaime.
Yes, and I will judge it that they fail. They are going to jail, though. Let's see what's happening right now. Anybody causing problems on the roads, you are in trouble. Let's see what's happening. You're going to see some delays right now as you head to Academy Street between Broad and Washington. Everything is closed. It's a broken water main over there, Arthur. And we're still seeing delays on 46 westbound at New Road, getting out through Parsippany with an accident. 78 still really tough westbound locals by exit 49. An accident over in Union, 287 south and into Franklin Township. It's a crash over there. Westbound belt by Cropsey Construction. Eastbound belt by Bay 8th. It's more construction. LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. They're doing some ongoing road work. And we're still seeing this problem with New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit, the Port Jervis line, is completely suspended with an ongoing investigation. Hudson line of Metro North. Watch for a 10-minute delay over on the Hudson line. And traffic is moving slowly on 9 through Phillipstown, right through the construction zone. Taconic northbound up through Yorktown. Watch for some ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Today, it's Wellness Wednesday on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, the whole fruit and vegetable capsule, delivering your maximum nutrition in every dose. 100% whole food nutrition with the taste, smell, and color of pure fruits and veggies. As nature intended just for you. Try them now and see for yourself. 35% off and free shipping. Call now, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And don't miss Wellness Wednesday tonight at 7 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/temp. netsuite.com/temp.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-3156 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-3156, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-3156.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
To the right, step it up, step it up, it's all right. To the left, to the right, step it up, step it up, it's all right.
8:56. Well, now it's 8:57 here at AM 970. The Answer. This is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. Mr. Al Gattulo, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I got to go back to what's going on in baseball in New York. You know, before the All-Star break,
right?
I mean, the Yankees, they're comparing them to the 1998 Yankees. Mm-hmm. They're talking about, you know, Aaron Judge is the new Babe Ruth.
Right,
he's
right,
beating Maris's record. Right. The Mets are kicking some butt. What's up?
Well, the Mets were in a slump. The Mets were going into a slump going into the All-Star break, and then they picked it up afterwards. The Yankees were going the other way and now have slumped. Look, I did not expect the Yankees to sustain this winning all the way through the season. So they're hitting a low point at a time where I don't know if they can necessarily afford to hit that low point, but they have such
a cushion.
How do you
get out of it? How do managers get? They're talking about bringing kids up from the minors,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for Boone, I don't know. He follows a book.
Mr. Analytics.
He follows a book.
He's like a Starbucks guy.
With Buck with the Mets, it's, hey, just go out there, play your game, we'll win. And I'm not worried about the Mets. They're going to lose this series, probably only the third series
they've
lost.
When I say Boone is like a Starbucks guy, you go into Starbucks, they only know how to make the coffee based on what the three-ring binder tells them how to make the coffee. And he's the same way. Coming back with Alan Dershowitz. Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. We got the news without the Tulo.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.